This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado is one step closer to getting passenger rail on the Front Range. CPR's Benta Berkland says RTD and state boards approved the design funds and decided to use existing money for the project.
The state and RTD are moving forward with plans for a train from Denver to Fort Collins via Boulder. The target start is 2029. Jack Wheeler Barajas heads the Colorado Rail Passenger Association and says the RTD vote to help fund the design was a milestone.
The vote was 14-1 to advance the engineering funding and also approve the term sheet with Burlington Northern Santa Fe, the host railroad that owns the track between Denver and Fort Collins. And that established the expectations of future funds that will be required from RTD.
It's meant to be the first phase of the larger Front Range passenger rail line from Pueblo to Fort Collins. Voters in impacted communities would need to approve a sales tax to fund the full thing, which is likely to be on the November ballot. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
An eighth child in Colorado has died from the flu, making this the second worst flu season for child deaths in two decades. Most pediatric deaths happen in unvaccinated children. The flu is more severe than a cold. It can cause dangerous complications like pneumonia, sepsis, or brain swelling. A vaccine provides protection, but kids younger than 6 months are not eligible to get it. In Denver and the Springs today, highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s, with some chances for storms. In Vail, possible snow, with highs in the 50s. It's CPR News and KRCC.